It's the Mariners and A's, second of a four-game set in Oakland. Hisashi Iwakuma taking on Sean Manaea, and it's the Oakland lefty getting in some trouble in the third.
And that is fair. Heredia's going to score. Haneder's going to try for third, and he's going to have a stand-up RBI triple. That one is belted. Dyson back, and that baby's gone. That is career home run number 100 for Trevor Plouffe. Congratulations. So two on, two out for Motter. Sean Manaea, five strikeouts, a couple of walks. Huge strikeout for Sean Manaea, his sixth.
Iwakuma's walked three. He throws, and yonder it's a high fly ball to right center. Dyson going back. He's at the track. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 2-1 lead.
Heredia at first. Ruiz at third. A's up by a pair. Dulready's 2-2 slider hit in the air to center. There's a play out there for Decker. Glides back a few strides. Makes the catch in the inning. Is over, so Dull escapes trouble in the seventh. Gives up a hit, strands two. On to the bottom of the seventh. We stretch at the Coliseum where the A's lead the Mariners 3-1.
1-1 pitch is hit to left. Davis on the move. Davis on the move. Davis near the wall makes the catch. Bangs up against the wall. He had a pretty good beat on that one the whole way.
Yes, he did. And talking to Chris Davis before the game, I said, you like DHing? He said, I'd love to play in the outfield because I like to do exactly what he does right here. As he went after a ball, a big one, a big catch by Chris Davis, robbing Danny Valencia. He thought he had it over his head. Chris, you're right. He had it, the beat all the way, Kipe. And he knew the wall was approaching. One,
please.
Two, three Ladies steps. Catch, hit Batting the wall.
The A's win their fourth straight game, holding off the Mariners 3-1. Sean Manaea wins his first game of the season. He goes six innings and strikes out six. However, the Oakland bullpen was even more effective, allowing just one hit. Yonder Alonso's third home run of the year gave Oakland a 2-1 lead in the sixth that they would not relinquish. Here's the slugger talking after the win.
Well, I think it all starts with defense and pitching. I think a lot of the guys have been turning the order around. Guys pitching are pounding the strike zone, and we're on defense for not too long, so I think it starts with that. And then after that, we're just trying to get some good pitches to hit, and hopefully we put the barrel on the ball and we'll get lucky.
Fourth consecutive win. How much confidence does that give you?
Oh, we feel good, but we understand it's a long season. We just have to continue to do the little things and, you know, move on forward.
And what's it like for you playing against a former Athletic and your good friend, Danny Valencia?
Oh, it's fun. We have a good time. And, you know, once we're in between those lines and it's 7:05, it's time to go.
Bob Melvin's squad has been red hot of late, winners of four in a row. Here's the skipper talking after the game.
Hitting homers? That's always good, right? Means you got a quick run on the board. And we can do it throughout our lineup. You know, Trevor Plouffe's the guy that hit 30 home runs before or close to it. He's hitting down in the lineup today. Rosie's hit some big homers for us down in the lineup. Yonder was hitting up today. So we've talked about when we're good and what we feel like is good offensively for us is the length of the lineup. And multiple guys can hit some homers. Davis can hit them too.
What did you think of Manaea's night and especially how he handled that last inning there?
Yeah, you know, a little spotty to start, you know, a little bit with the command, but the slider's really come a long way for him, and that's become a big pitch for him. You know, whether it's back foot to righties, whether it's away to lefties, true three-pitch mix now. Did some minor adjustments in the bullpen with some mechanics, and all in all gave us six solid innings, one run, and turned it over to the bullpen.
Better defense is going hand in hand with this winning streak too. What do you think of the defense you continue to play and Davis's catch in the last?
Yeah, especially in close games, you have to play good defense in close games. And you know, now you're in the ninth inning. If a guy gets on base, now all of a sudden you're potentially one pitch away from having a tie game. So it was a great play. I don't know that he hit it that good. He's pretty strong. Might have got it off the end a little bit, and that's why it's stayed short of the wall. But he had a good read on it and tracked it well.
Bob, you talked about the power you do have up and down the lineup, but a guy like Trevor, who you can hit up, you can hit
right
him down, getting a guy who's in a streak like him to compliment Chris Davis and just that kind
of this is a true power guy. And you know, he had some injuries last year, which you know, his numbers were a little bit down last year because of injury, but you know, he when he gets on a roll, and here he's not swinging particularly well to start the season, yet he's still hitting homers and big homers. So, you know, he'll find a streak where he gets really hot too. And he's the type of guy that can carry a team. So he was a good pickup for us.
You kind of touched on the bullpen. How big have they been during this stretch here?
Yeah, no doubt. We're trying to find some order with it. And John's going to ask me who my closer is a little bit later. But the way it played out again today, you know, we had Duller for that seventh inning. And, you know, the lefties were there in the eighth for Doolittle and righties for Casilla in the ninth. And Casilla seems to be getting better and better. His command's better, a little better velocity, sharper breaking ball.
The other side of the home runs, you've been able to get a run when you have a guy at third base, and that's something that's been a problem in the past.
I'll tell you what, that's not the easiest task for a voter there, especially when a guy's throwing 96 miles an hour and throws the first two by you, but, you know, made a good enough swing to get the ball in the air, and that's all he was trying to do to get the run home. Difference between one run and two runs, awfully big as the game goes along. So Yonder's homer was huge, but the sac fly was just as big.
Now that you have a closer, with Manaea, did you
Manaea's not the closer.
Were you thinking much about the last game when he came into the sixth inning and kind of what he did to overcome what he did in the sixth inning last time? The
big meltdown? You know what? It can't help but cross your mind, but what you look for is the command in the sixth inning, and he had it. He was in good shape there. If we, you know, one more guy, and I'd have brought Dole in. Dole was ready. But you want him to cross those hurdles too. And sixth innings is big for a starter. If you can get six out of the starter, it's a lot easier to get through the game with, you know, just having to cover three innings.
Game three of the series Saturday, Ariel Miranda takes the mound for Seattle. Jarrell Cotton gets the start for Oakland.